From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. President Barack Obama and the President of Brazil, Dilma Rousseff, have announced an agreement on the importance of collaborative efforts in combating the spread of the Zika virus. Zika is tentatively linked to 4,000 suspected cases in Brazil where babies were born with abnormally small heads and brain damage. Dr. Beth Dell of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control spoke with VOA about what they're doing to combat Zika.
One of the things we've been doing is we've been helping the Brazilians and other countries in Central and South America with laboratory testing. This, of course, is a very important component of being able to detect and respond, is having the laboratory capacity to be able to diagnose.
So far, there's no vaccine or treatment for Zika and the abnormalities it causes. Dozens of African leaders are in Addis Ababa today for the opening session of the African Union Summit. AU Chair and Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe opened the gathering, which this year focuses on human rights. The crisis in Burundi tops the agenda. Burundi's political crisis began last April when President Pierre Nkurunziza said he was running for a controversial third term. The African Union is considering sending 5,000 peacekeepers in to contain the violence that so far has killed more than 400 people. Burundi's government says it will fight any foreign troops attempting to cross its borders. Members of Syria's main opposition group are due to arrive in Geneva today, but it's not clear whether the Saudi-backed High Negotiations Committee will participate directly in UN-backed talks on a political settlement of the Syrian civil war. Despite the opposition of the absence of the delegation, UN officials opened their talks Friday in Geneva, the first international effort for a peace settlement since UN negotiations collapsed in 2014. This is VOA News. Attackers wearing suicide belts and carrying assault rifles targeted a Shiite mosque in eastern Saudi Arabia during Friday prayer services, killing five people and wounding 18 others. It was at least the fifth such attack in under a year. Edward Uranian reports.
Amateur video shows panic among worshippers inside the Imam Ridda Mosque as a bomb goes off, shattering windows, doors, and ceiling tiles. Men can be heard shouting religious slogans as the lights go out and the sound of gunshots can be heard. Eyewitness Mohammed Al Ahmed told Saudi TV that worshippers inside the mosque blocked its doors after the attack began, but that one of the terrorists was able to enter after the blast. He says there was an explosion several minutes after worshippers locked the doors and the lights went off and smoke filled the room, making it difficult to see. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
10 migrants, including five children, drowned when their boat sank today in the Aegean Sea as they attempted reaching Europe. Turkish news agency Doğan says 43 people were rescued. The Turkish Coast Guard is looking for more survivors from the boat that set off from Turkey's west coast, headed to the Greek island of Lesbos. One survivor said at least 20 are still missing. Officials in Seoul say to counter a growing North Korean missile and nuclear threat, South Korea appears poised to consider importing a controversial U.S. missile defense system. After the latest nuclear test by Pyongyang, South Korea has been weighing military and diplomatic options to enhance deterrence against further provocations by the North. The U.S. missile system tracks missiles up to 2,000 kilometers away. The U.S. State Department says former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's unsecured home computer server contained several email chains with top-secret information and said those emails will be withheld from public release. The current U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry spoke to reporters about the emails.
The seven emails, or a few emails at any rate, are being withheld at the request of the intelligence community itself. I can't speak to the specifics of anything with respect to the technicalities, the contents, what may or may not have taken place with respect to our personal server, because that's not our job.
This latest development comes just 3 days before the Iowa caucus, in which Clinton is a presidential contender. It's the first event in which the public will make choices to determine their party's next presidential nominees. Democrats and Republican presidential hopefuls were crisscrossing the state of Iowa, making last-minute appeals. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.